Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
With schools reopening across Park County comes an increase in the number of positive coronavirus cases. One high school student in Powell and three students in Cody have returned positive results, resulting in contact tracing and quarantines. At this time, there are no plans to alter any of the reopening strategies for area schools, but officials are urging students and parents to remain vigilant and guard against exposure. Wastewater testing performed by the city of Cody is displaying a positive state of the virus, with just 0.2% of people in town showing signs of the virus. That's down 50% from the week before. Powell will begin testing its wastewater with help from the Wyoming Department of Health. Circumstantial evidence was not enough to convict three hunters who were accused of wasting elk. Tyler Viles of Cody, Blendy Kumani of North Dakota, and Roland Shihu of Pennsylvania were charged with the violation after Wyoming Game and Fish found two cow elk shot and abandoned near Heart Mountain. Three defense attorneys, County Defense Attorney Travis Smith, Brigida Gris-Jansens, and Joseph Dara, all argued the state's case was built on circumstantial evidence that left far too much in doubt. They also questioned the investigation of game warden Chris Queen. After the dust settled, the jury just took 3 hours to return the not guilty verdict.
These are tips to improve highway safety. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't drink and drive. It's dangerous. It's criminal. And don't ride with anyone who has had too much to drink. Remember, drunk drivers usually kill themselves and their passengers. Serve as a designated driver. Always wear your seatbelt. Avoid travel after midnight, especially on Fridays and Saturdays. Drive defensively. Never drive when tired. The dangers posed when you're tired are similar to those when you're drunk. Arrive alive. Every ride, every time.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Lone Star Fire in Yellowstone still burns. According to officials, the recent spate of winter weather helped in the short run, but with warmer and drier weather forecasts for the next week, the fire could become more active, and firefighters are taking no chances. They continue to cut trees and heavy vegetation around Old Faithful to protect power lines, historic buildings, and communication equipment. According to InsaWeb, the lightning-caused Lone Star Fire started on August 22nd and grew to 3,346 acres or 5.2 square miles as of Sunday. It is active in mature, unburned forest of spruce, fir, and lodgepole pine. There are currently 52 personnel on the scene. Containment is expected by the end of October. Some trails in the area remain closed, but all roads and entrances to the park are open. Officials warn that status may change quickly if smoke causes low visibility. They remind people to always check current conditions before setting out for the park. Nobody likes road construction, and we all hope that workers will finish quickly so travel can get back to normal. Well, that's not happening in Cody, as careless drivers have pushed the completion date for work on Sheridan Avenue back. 19 cubic yards of concrete was poured last Friday, and by that evening, someone had driven through the fresh pour, causing $5,000 to $10,000 worth of damage and setting the crew back 2 to 3 days. A motorcyclist also drove through fresh concrete, and workers found footprints where people had ducked a barrier and walked through the construction site. YDOT spokesman Cody Beer said these setbacks are expensive, delay completion of the project, involve local law enforcement, and are 100% preventable. Cody police are working to identify the lawbreakers, and people are being urged to respect all traffic and construction signage.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.